Now comes the hard part. For the past several months, Republicans and Democrats have spent millions of dollars and invested countless hours to convince us that those on the other side are not just wrong, they're corrupt, dishonest, greedy, thieving cowards. That was the easy part, at least for them. Now, those same Republicans and Democrats will have to work together. That's going to be hard. At the Democratic convention this year, we were told that if Donald Trump wins, more mom-and-pop businesses will close their doors, and this time for good. Working families will struggle to get by, and yet the wealthiest 1% will get tens of billions of dollars in new tax breaks. Joe Biden. Our worst impulses unleashed, our proud reputation around the world badly diminished, and our democratic institutions threatened like never before. Barack Obama. At its most basic, this election is about preserving our democracy. Bernie Sanders. At the Republican convention, we were told that if Joe Biden wins, we give free rein to the violent anarchists and agitators and criminals who threaten our citizens. Donald Trump. You will bring this lawlessness to your city, to your town, to your school. Rudy Giuliani. The hard truth is, you won't be safe in Joe Biden's America. Mike Pence. Well, that's just great. One guy's going to break the government, and the other will lead us to a dystopian hellscape. And it's not just the race for president. The negative advertising in the race for Congress between Xochitl Torres Small and Yvette Harrell has been overwhelming in the past few weeks. We haven't been able to open our mailbox or turn on our TV without being told Torres Small is dishonest and Harrell is corrupt. Those are the messages that have been relentlessly driven home to voters and will remain with them long after this election is over. The gridlock and division have come at a particularly inopportune time. Our inability to unite behind a national strategy to defeat the common enemy of the coronavirus has resulted in enormous death and suffering. And the worst days may still be ahead of us. Every level of government, from the city council to the U.S. Congress and president, will face enormous challenges in the coming year. It's not a challenge we can meet while fighting against ourselves. Elections are about fantasy. Like-minded people come together and dream about all the great changes they will make. Governing is about reality. People who are not at all like-minded are forced together to hammer out not-so-great compromises. That's always been hard, and it's getting harder. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.